Let's move on. Behind the Chair on Talk About, in association with emmacorkhair.com. Now, Emma, how are you?
I'm good, Deirdre. How are you?
You're very busy, I understand.
I am. It's a busy salon at the moment, yes.
Yeah, a lot of people randomly popping in who hear you on the radio.
And phone calls.
So just to let people know as well, of course, that you're very busy at the moment, so you can't just drop everything.
No. And look, it's just unfortunate that I actually am working by myself at the moment. So obviously I am under a bit of pressure, but we do have waiting lists and we are doing our best. We have kind of explained to people that I'm not really taking any new clients at the moment. For actual services, consultations, things like that are a bit easier to get booked in. But it just at the moment, we're just asking people just to have some time and patience with us. And I will get to see them eventually, but obviously I only have two hands. So it is a bit hard. But look, I greatly appreciate all the business that is coming through my doors. I'm not giving out in that sense, but I just want to kind of just explain myself that, you know, I will get to see the person when I can see him.
Exactly. Very good. No harm to say that at the outset. Now, let's start off with a fairly simple, straightforward one. At least I think it's simple and straightforward. A texter says, is it true that your hair grows more in the summer? And if it is true, should you therefore get it cut more frequently to keep it in good condition?
I do tend to find, all right, yeah, you will see people with a bit more hair growth, like in the summer and things like that. But I wouldn't be just saying you cut it more in the summer. Like, a regular trim is what we always recommend every 6 to 8 weeks, because you're just keeping the hair fresh all the time. And the thing is, like I always say to clients, the more you cut it, the longer it will grow. And we all have a fear of scissors. Look, we've all had disasters down through the years, you know, things like that. And I think that's what happens to people, that they're like, oh no, I only cut it now every so often. But it wouldn't be just cutting it more regular in the summer. It would be actually continuous throughout the year that you would be cutting it. But I do find myself that hair tends to grow, I suppose. Look, with the heat, and our bodies work in different ways as well. So like, some people could actually have more growth in the winter, and then some people have growth in the summer. So there's no real right or wrong in it, but I would be more recommending regular trims than actually just at certain times in the year, to be honest.
Yeah, and you do, your hair is in better condition as well.
Yeah, massively, yeah. And that's why we do recommend the regular trims, because if you're not regular trimming it and the hair is starting to get quite wispy on the ends, what's going to happen is that it's just going to be like a domino. It's going to keep crawling up along and the hair is getting weaker and weaker, and before you know it, you end up having to take a lot more off it than what you would have wished for. But the thing is, it's going to, if it keeps crawling up along, the hair is just getting weaker and weaker. So, and that's what happens, and that's where the condition is. And then we're trying to bring the condition back. And, you know, so if you're just constantly trimming it, as I said, every 6 or 8 weeks, you're never going to come up against a problem then.
Now, this one is a bit of a tricky one, Emma, because I know that, you know, you don't want to be dissing a colleague, a fellow hairdresser, and we don't know who the hairdresser is, but it wasn't you anyway. This listener says they got the 12-week blow dry last Wednesday. Listener says, I stayed in out of the rain and I kept my hair dry, and then I washed my hair yesterday morning and it's gone. Now, by that, I presume they mean the blow dry is gone. Mm-hmm. My hair is back to being wavy and frizzy again. Any idea what happened? I sent a message to my hairdresser with pictures, but she hasn't gone back to me yet. I'm so disappointed. The 12-week... I have to say, I'm really sceptical about the 12-week blow dry myself.
I'm the biggest believer in the 12-week blow dry.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe it's because I have thick, frizzy hair myself.
Yeah, but there's actually two types. Well, with the brand that I use in the salon, there's actually two types. So, I would actually talk. So if the client has never, so I don't know if this lady has had it done before, or was this her very first? And I'm sorry to hear that if that's what's after happening, if it is the first experience of one, because I genuinely am like an advocate for them, really. But, oh God, like, it can depend. So I'm just going to use my product as an example. So we have one that will eliminate your frizz, but it'll also like soften out the curl and things like that. And obviously, they'll all do the same, like the frizz and the humidity. They're going to all help with that, and they're just going to make the maintenance of your hair, you know, a lot easier. So there is one that then, I'm going to say weaken the curl. It doesn't weaken the curl, but what it is it just softens it out and makes it more manageable. Whereas then there's one that you can keep your kink or your curl in it, but it will just remove the frizz and help with the humidity as well in the hair. So I don't know, is it maybe the same brand as mine? And if one was used or the other, that it would have just gone with the person's hair type. So, like, that's the thing. So there is two different options from my salon. So I don't know what brand was used or, you know, whatever. But, like, it can be repeated, but I would be waiting it. Like, for me, when I hear that client stayed in out of the rain, like, I would always say to my clients when it's done, I'm like, off you go. If you want to go home and you can wash it, it's still going to be the exact same as how I'm just after blow drying it off here, you know, in the salon. Like, the effect should be there immediately. So I'd be just interested, like, because I can't actually answer it properly for this lady.
She needs to talk to the hairdresser.
Yeah, and just see what's going on. And I suppose just because I can stand over mine because I know the results that it gives.
I know.
So that's a very hard one, but I would definitely be recommending going back and look, she has done that. She has already gone back to her stylist about it. So hopefully this lady gets sorted, yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, if it's back being wavy and frizzy after 1 week,
that's the thing, like, it might be that the product wasn't strong enough. So, and that's why I'm kind of thinking, could it have been something similar to our own of the brand and things like that? But it's a hard one to call, yeah.
Okay, we'll move on to another one. A texter says, Emma, what can I use on my natural white/grey hair to protect it from turning yellow?
It's actually purple shampoo.
Oh.
Yeah. So a lot of people like to just use the purple as it is, and then some people like to mix half their own, so they do part of their own shampoo and part of their purple and mix it together on their hands and put it through. Some people just don't like that too much of a violet tone, but the violet, you see, will actually kill the yellow. So any, like, grey-haired clients that come into me, I'll always put the purple shampoo in them part of their service, just to give it a clean up, especially when we're cutting it and things. But definitely a purple shampoo. I would be recommending, though, a salon-bought purple shampoo. I don't really recommend the shop-boughts, because they're so pigmented in a way that they can actually grab on, that you can end up going around, like, do you know, the blue rinses and stuff. Remember, they used to leave that hint of colour in it? Whereas the salon ones won't do that. Now, there is another option, and it would be just in salons that would have AlvaPerf. Now, other salons might have them in stock, but they're called pigments. I love these. Pigments are actually a liquid that you can actually pop into anyone's shampoo. So whether you have copper or red, or if you're a blonde, we can actually put these into your shampoo, shake them up, and they actually keep the colour fresh on the ends. So it means then you're not constantly colouring the ends and things. So that might be another option for the lady. Say, for example, if they were using a particular shampoo just for their hair, we can actually put pigments into your shampoo as well for you, if you just didn't want to be buying just a purple shampoo.
Okay, very good. We'll take a quick break at this stage, Emma. There's loads of questions for you.
Yeah, no problem.
Keep you on your toes today. Before we go to break, just some traffic news. Apparently there's long delays on the Limerick side of the Newcastle West at the moment, because of road works. So if you're travelling to or from Limerick to Kerry, long delays on the Limerick side of Newcastle West, road works are the cause of it, and they're 30 minute delays at least. So might be an idea to go a different way, or put off your journey if you can at all, just to let you all and make you all aware of that. Now, it is coming up to 17 minutes past 2. More chat about hair, hairstyles, hair products, etc. with Emma Quirk after these.
Talk About on Radio Kerry. Behind the Chair on Talk About, in association with emmacorkhair.com.
Now, this next one, I'm not sure whether it was yourself or maybe it was Mary O'Donnell talking about the clinic and the bonds. But in any event, this person says, Deirdre, you had some information on your show about a new treatment for thinning hair. Can you mention it again? Was that with you?
No, not with the bond stuff anyway, so that's probably with Mary.
Doesn't mention the bonds, okay. But I'm just saying that in the beauty slot, I think Mary O'Donnell might have mentioned something to do with, they do hair restoration in the bonds. So it wasn't you that mentioned
No.
Okay, new information on new treatments for thinning hair. We'll have to explore that a little bit further. Another person says, Deirdre, I have a huge knot in my hair, and I want to know, is there a way to unknot it without having to cut it off?
Yeah, there is. I suppose, look, it's, you'd need something moisture based, so like a conditioner and like a leave-in spray just to help tease it out. A great way of teasing it out as well is a pintail. I'm not sure if anyone knows what a pintail is, but it's a type of a comb. So it's like you have your comb and then you have like a long, like a steel handle, I suppose, attached to it, but you just need to tease it out with it. That would be the best. Now, if that lady was thinking, I would be suggesting probably going into a salon doing it instead of actually probably trying to rip it apart herself and creating damage to the hair, do you know? But if that lady could actually start softening it out, even with conditioners and like leave-in sprays, that would be my best option to her, to be honest.
Okay. A lady with short, thick hair would like Emma to discuss the difference between cutting the hair and using a thinning scissors cut. This lady says she feels the thinning scissors destroys the hair.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of thinning scissors. Actually, what am I, 17 years hairdressing, and we were never allowed to use a thinning scissors, even part of our training. Yeah, it's just, they're there for more like a textured cut. Like, you'd still see them like using it for competition work and things like that, but majority of times now you would never be trained even with a thinning scissors, because they just, I think they, people find that they thin it out a bit too much and it can create a lot of bulk on the root area. Whereas with the way we're trained cutting now, point cutting into it is actually more effective and it will give it that more feathery look as well. So it's just a softer cut, really, like point cutting it in, than actually a thinning scissors, to be honest. It just creates that bulk, as I said.
But does it destroy the hair, like our listener?
It just weakens the hair more than anything. It doesn't destroy it, but it can just weaken the actual hair shaft itself.
Okay, we have a male caller. He's 65. He says he has a good head of hair, but the problem is dandruff or dry scalp. He's not sure which it is. It's quite flaky, and the same issue occurred when he grew a beard. Any advice?
Okay, so that's something I'd probably have to look at on the camera, to be honest, because it could be a dry scalp or a scalp of dandruff. Sometimes mightn't actually be what it is. It actually could end up being that it's greasy, like a greasy scalp, or like an oily scalp. So there could be a thing why the dandruff is appearing, or the scalp might feel dry, or the scalp might feel itchy. Sometimes it's actually not that. It can be something else. So that is something I definitely would have to look at on the camera. So by all means, if this gentleman wants to give the salon a call, I'll have a look at it, but it will be a couple of weeks. But we'd definitely get to the bottom of it.
Yeah.
And it would just be a use of a shampoo to help with that.
Okay, very good. But a scalp analysis is the way to
go. Yeah, for sure.
There. Karen was in touch. She says, I have dry, frizzy hair and I would like to use a hair mask at home to improve the condition and give it a bit of shine. Would Emma recommend anything?
Okay, so that is something that, like, now anyone can pop into there, to myself or any salon, and the stylist actually look at the hair, that it might need a smoothing product, or it might need a moisture-based product, you know, or it might need a bit of reconstruction. It just depends. Like, I know this lady was saying it's dry and frizzy, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, like, there's two different types of dry and frizzy. So, like, it could be just dried out, that it's lacking moisture, or else it could be just that coarseness to the hair, that it could be just making it dry and frizzy. So there's two different options, really, that you could go. So I would be recommending that this lady either pops into her own salon or pops into ourselves and we have a look at it, that we can actually recommend an actual mask for that situation.
Okay. And Norma was in touch. We're back to the dandruff again. Norma says, her husband has terrible dandruff. We've tried all kinds of special dandruff shampoos to treat it, but nothing works. Is there anything that can be done?
Okay, so this is going back to the other question with the other gentleman as well. That's something that I would have to look at on a scalp analysis again, just for the fact that it could be just something, like there could be a sensitivity on the scalp. Like I said, it could be an oily scalp, that it is creating this issue, and then if nothing is clearing it, there's something that is not being touched on, really, you know. So I would just be recommending that we'd have a look at it with the scalp camera and hopefully get to the bottom of it for
and
this.
And take it from there.
Yeah.
Patsy was in touch. This came in by email earlier, and Patsy says, my teenage daughter uses a hair straightener every day and sometimes twice a day if she's going out. I think she'll ruin the condition of her hair, but she won't listen. What would Emma recommend?
Well, firstly, if the teenager could be put on, like, you know, proper products and stuff like that. Now, I don't know what's being used at home, but definitely a heat protector and a, first of all.
Heat protecting spray.
Spray, yes, yeah. So that can actually be put on wet or dry onto the hair. Now, the ones that I sell in the salon are there for wet and dry. Anything that has like a heat protectant built into it, like a shampoo or an, a serum oil, you know, all these kind of things need to be used. But like, even if it was only pulled back to once a day or every second day, like, there's no need to straighten it. But what's going to happen is that if the hair is, say, virgin hair, it's not coloured or anything, it's just going to start drying out and drying out, because with the heat, you're obviously, you're going to be absorbing the actual natural moisture out of the hair. So that's where then the problem is going to lie, that the hair is starting to, is going to dry out and dry out. So it'll probably need some bit of a moisture-based product, as well as heat protectants then, and as a serum as well.
Okay. Do you occasionally, I suppose maybe not so much anymore, but back in the day, like when hair straighteners became popular originally, did you come across a lot of people who were overusing them and ruining their hair?
Yeah, massively. And I suppose at the time, like, everyone thought you had to turn it right up to the hottest of temperatures to get the straighter hair, you know. You would see, and you can actually tell by the colour of it. Say, for example, like on virgin hair. So that's, when I say virgin hair, I mean natural hair, that there's no colouring done to it, you know, anything like that. You will always, you'll know by the colour, because it actually is like little white bulbs on the end, and it's like, it actually slightly discolours itself. But that's just the process of overheating. And I've seen it like down through the years with teenagers and things like that, just their side bits, they're constantly straightening them, and their fringes as well. So like, I suppose that's why we had to start making such a massive emphasis on heat protection sprays, you know, and eliminating how much you would straighten your hair. But then it's actually getting them to regularly trim their hair as well. That's the harder one. Yeah. Because if they were trimming their hair, then that would lessen a bit of the problem too.
This is it. Now we have just one more, but it's a good one, Emma, and it's from a listener who says, will you tell me why hairdressers don't open on Sundays or Mondays? I was talking to a group of women recently. We were all saying that Sunday would be a great day to get your hair blow dried or your colour done, because you wouldn't be doing anything else. So Emma, you're not entitled to any day off.
No,
you should be working
no.
Sunday as well.
There actually is an odd salon that opens on a Sunday. Where I trained, actually, used to open on Sundays from like 12 to 6. And there is some salons here in Kerry that are opened on Mondays as well. And in Tralee, like, I know there's definitely, Sean Taffs and Peter Marks are definitely open here in town on Mondays. Now, I could, like, I'm just trying to think offhand. I definitely know both of those salons. Now, other salons could ring in and say that they're opened on Mondays as well, but I suppose we've just always closed on a Sunday. I suppose the work wasn't there, like, you know, to keep every salon opened on a Sunday either. And I suppose 5 days a week was enough, I suppose, and we're standing on our feet 12 and 14 hour days, do you know?
I'm just thinking, there is an element of truth in what that lady says, because it is a day when people to pamper themselves.
And that's exactly it. But there's also the thing, you know, I have come up with, you know, people that have christenings or events to go to on a Sunday, they always have to try and get in on the Saturday to be blow-dried on the Saturday before the Sunday. Now, don't get me wrong, down through the years, I have done things on Sundays, like I've come into the salon for different events, or, you know, clients would have asked me to do their hair because they had a christening or whatever. And you will, and some freelance hairdressers will actually go to your house and do it for you as well. So it's not that it's off the cards completely, but yeah, it's just been a thing really, hasn't it? And it's just, we've all kind of followed that trend of enclosed Sundays and Mondays.
I'm just thinking out loud here as well. I mean, you do get Sunday weddings occasionally.
Yeah.
You get like this bank holiday weekends, people will be going out on a Sunday night. And
yeah, and we actually only got a couple of emails there during the week as well in the salon, to see where we opened for dibs, which is a Sunday, and which we'd never have heard of before. But this is just the way, I suppose, the availability of things is happening now as well. So every day it seems to be a going out day now.
A going out day. I presume as well, though, that obviously you're self-employed, but you know, when you have people working for you, you probably have to pay them double or something.
Yeah, so there's probably a bit of that as well. Like, on a Sunday, I think, is a time and a half or double time. So, look, I suppose the cost of living as well, like, they're all things and factors that I suppose salon owners have to put into play as well. And like that, if they have to get staff to work, then staff mightn't want to work either. Do you know, it's their weekend as well. You know, they might have something on the Saturday night. I don't think they want to be getting up on a Sunday morning early. You know, unless they were asked in advance, don't get me wrong, down through the years with the staff that have gone through my doors, I've asked them well in advance or given them notice that, you know, they get an extra day off during the week or something. But yeah, look, it's food for thought, really. Do you know?
Yeah, there might be a niche out there.
Yeah.
A niche market.
A niche, but like it wouldn't be every week either. It probably is something that you could do maybe every second week or every third week. Do you know? Yeah. So
yeah, definitely. There's something.
Well, at the moment, I feel I could be working 7 days a week. But
well, that's not a bad complaint. And actually, that's not the first time that's been brought up on the show. I think a few years ago somebody mentioned that as well and says, why don't the hair salons open on a Sunday? Emma, we better leave it there. But thank you for that.
No bother at all.
And of course, if you want to find Emma Quirk Hair, she's here on Main Street, not too far away from Radio Kerry, but on the opposite side of the road. And do pop in if you want to see her and make an appointment, which is very important. Emma, thank you.
Thank you.
We'll chat to you again in August, all going well.
Yes.
Now, it is 20.